We know Veterans Day is coming up, and boy, do we have a great story for you. Terry Barnes is the editor of a book that I could not put down, Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. She's also the author, by the way, just to throw this in, of Spouse Calls, Messages from a Military Life. She, what's interesting is she writes a weekly military family column for something I love, Stars and Stripes, and it's called Spouse Calls. So you may have heard of Terry, and boy, she certainly knows what military life is like. She's a military daughter and a wife of an active duty airman. Terry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
So, you know, I went through a little bit of your resume in a way because, especially Stars and Stripes, I know so many of our listeners can relate to it and get it and all that kind of stuff. And you talk about real things in your column. What was it that prompted you to become a journalist and to really delve into what you know, military life?
Oh, well, I've been a journalist since before I got married, and so it was easy to meld that passion for telling the story into the life that I know. And just having had so many experiences in military life from the time I was born, really my earliest memory is from my dad coming home from Vietnam, that it was an easy choice, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah. And I said that the latest is the Stories Around the Table. And what can people expect from Stories Around the Table? What are you trying to do? Connect people through the storytelling?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stories are really what connect us. And if we know anything in military life, we know that because we meet each other and we immediately say, how long have you lived here? And where did you live before? And we just begin pulling each other's stories out of one another. What are your experiences and how many kids do you have? And really, whether we're military or civilian, this is how we connect.
And so boy, no
we know
kidding.
That stories connect us. When you sit around the table with someone, that's what you do. You tell stories, and that's how we connect. And so that's the purpose of this book, to connect not only military people with each other, but also to connect the military community with the civilian community, as we hope that people will read this book and connect with our stories and know more about military life.
What do you think people would be surprised to learn about military life if they have no experience with it?
Well, I think they might be most surprised to learn that it's not that different from their life, that there are the nuances of military life are that the life that we live just affects everything we do. Our life is not just about moving and deployment. Military members have the same kinds of life experiences as civilians, just with the overlay of deployment and moving. In some ways, we're very different, but in some ways, we're not different at all. And this book illustrates both of those things. For example, we have stories about infertility. There's a woman in the book who writes about her infertility experience and what that's like as a military couple when you have to move and you have to find new healthcare providers. And so there's a story about school choices and how parents choose whether to homeschool or whether to use a public school and how they help their kids adapt to new schools. There's stories about marriage and communication. So all of those things are not unique to military life. These stories are unique to military life because they're told by military members and how that looks in the context of military life or by military families and members. But the experiences that we have are not from outer space. They're the same experiences that people have in civilian life as well. So I think that's probably a surprise to people who read the book.
So you collected 40 different authors' stories, and boy, it must have been fascinating to put that collection together. What was that like for you in compiling it all, and did you learn some interesting stories along the way, I bet?
Oh, I really did. I really did. Karen Pavlison, who's the publisher at Elvarasa, first had the idea for this book and approached me about editing the collection. And we thought we'd have 20 or 25, and we ended up with more than 40, as you know. And when those stories started rolling in, the enormity of the task I had undertaken as an editor really hit me. And I spent hours and days sitting at my own table, which is where I usually work, just reading those stories and editing them. And the writers shared their lives so transparently, and it was humbling to me that they entrusted us with these precious glimpses into their lives. And somehow, even in the early stages, I think these writers understood the bigger picture and the impact that their stories could make in this collection. And And the challenge for me as an editor was to create the book as a cohesive whole while preserving the voices of the authors as individuals, because we have stories that are funny. For example, Molly Gross, who's a marine wife and her other job is a stand-up comedian, she wrote a hilarious story about how laughter helped her cope with her husband's deployment. Julie LaBelle is a military mom, and she wrote a very poignant story about how her children coped and what she wished she had noticed in the midst of her husband's deployment. And Christine Schellhaus, who's also a Marine spouse, wrote about the death of her toddler and how it changed her determination to live for him as well as for herself. And she wrote something, in fact, I marked it because she wrote something really poignant about her husband who left for deployment not long after their son died. And she writes, "Now he, her husband, was in Afghanistan and losing his Marines to war. Each time he wrote a letter to a fallen Marine's parents, he too bled. He knew what it was like to lose a son." So these kinds of things, you know, parents everywhere can relate to grief. So these stories are just, they're taken in a context of military life, but they're common to all of us. And it was just amazing to me to see these stories and to be entrusted with them.
Yeah, good for you. It's so interesting. Like I said, it was very tough to even put down once I got the book. How does the book benefit the military community? Because we have a lot of people listening, I'm sure, that are going to be interested in picking up the book. How does the book help the military families?
Well, right up front, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you say something? Right up front, the authors agreed to forgo their royalties so the funds could be used to benefit military families. So instead of royalties, a portion of the proceeds from the sales of the book are dedicated to Operation Homefront, which is an organization that helps service members and families and veterans in all kinds of ways. So that's one way that it benefits the military community. But it also benefits the military community by getting our stories out there, by connecting us with each other. As I mentioned, for military families reading the book, they can see these stories, see how this writer has coped with the situation, and get hope and inspiration for their own situation. So it connects us with support within the military community, and it connects us with civilians, with the civilian world, just by getting our story out there. So that's different way. You know, it has a very practical benefit to the military community, and then a more esoteric, I guess, an ongoing story that we're trying to put out there about the military community.
Yeah. Wow. And in telling these stories, it comes to mind. I know so many people, when they listen, and we've had lots of soldiers on, and then there's soldiers who are deployed and they're away, and people want to know, Terry, what they can do to help families at the holidays or really any time of the year. I think there's a common thread, certainly on this show, and I know elsewhere. What can the people listening in the nooks and crannies out there across America who are hearing you, what can they do with the holidays coming up and in their own neighborhoods?
Well, as there are just thousands of military families throughout the United States living in civilian communities. Not everyone lives on base, particularly National Guard and Reserve families who don't live on or even near a military installation. So they don't have that military community support. And there's also a lot of active duty families who don't live on base. So I think civilians could help by just connecting with us, just getting to know us mostly. I think that one of the big challenges for the military community that I see, particularly as the military is shrinking, is the disconnect between military and civilian citizens. And a large part of our nation's foreign policy is carried out by a small percentage of our population, the U.S. military. So I think an important component of understanding U.S. foreign policy decisions is to understand how those decisions affect military members and their families, and to understand the culture of military life. So it's one thing to know those things on the news, but to put a face on those and to get to know a military family who's in your neighborhood, if you just reach out, ask them to come over and sit down, have dinner, have coffee, hear their stories, tell them your story. That's how, going back to that again, that's how we connect, is by knowing one another's stories, by putting a face on the military family, that we're not just people you see on the news when there's a story about Iraq or somewhere. It's real people and real families living in your neighborhood. So get to know them, connect with them with their stories.
Yeah, for your husband, is he on duty now? He's an active duty airman. Is he stationed somewhere? Yeah.
Yes, we are stationed at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois.
Mm. Wow. How about that? And I'm sure that's a great community.
It is. It is, and it's a very strong, welcoming community to the military. So we do have strong civilian connections with our neighbors here, and so that's really a good thing.
All right, so the book is called Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. If anybody wants to get a copy of that, they can get it, I'm assuming, on Amazon, right?
If they can go to storiesaroundthetable.com, that will give them more information about each of the authors and more of their stories and also where to get the book.
Awesome. Terry, thanks so much. Thank you so much.